Now, there was a lovely piece of music, huh? That was, it's in French, actually. Pré di amour, whatever that means. Oh, yeah, I know, it means amour, yeah. Pré di amour. Before that, we had the Mull of Kintyre. By the pipes, no, it's only the pipes and strings of Scotland. Pipe Major Willie Cochran. I don't know who the group singing behind him was, but that's one of Tommy Scott's stable, another one. He did a whole lot of wonderful stuff, that Tommy Scott. Him and Bill Gardner. Right, let's have a bit of fiddle. Oh, no, wait a minute. I've got a joke here for you. Yeah. And I'll tell you after this. Here's a bit of fiddle music. Thank you. if that didn't warm you up, nothing will. That was the Magic Fiddles of the Caledonian Reel Society. The dances were, the first dance was the River Creek Jig. I beg your pardon, the River Cree Jig. The tunes were Jackson's Bottle of Claret, Scottish Reform, the Alexandra Reel, Wee Murdy. And the waltzes were, well, one waltz, that is, and the other one was a two-step. Margaret's Waltz, followed by the Shetland two-step. That was by the Caledonian Stuths Bay and Reel Society. Yes, oh, great stuff. That's the kind of music you'll hear if you come along to the Cayley in the Bombarderry RSL Club for the, what's a week Saturday? Yeah, a week Saturday, yeah, the 29th. And also you hear that kind of music as well on the Sunday up at the showground where we have all kinds of heavy events like Tossing the Caber, or you name it, it'll be there. And also lots and lots of stalls, food stalls, and Scottish stalls. You get some Scottish music up there, you get after it. Yep, we've got lots and lots. And I think there's about eight, maybe ten pipe bands will be there this year. And probably a little bit of light entertainment on the side, like country dancing, Highland dancing, maybe square dancing or something like that. I'm not sure of the program, but because it's funny that the people organize it, they never seem to want to tell anybody about it. However, that's their lookout. Let's listen to the lovely, the beautiful Rita McNeil.
Thank you. Just enough satin with a hint of lace, a three-leg table with a photo or two, and they're standing in the frame, so young and strong. And 30 years later, she's as true to her picture as she was to his love. It's a never-ending season on a heart. They're living well in their future now. From time to time, they look back. And she had a dream of dancing long. Tell by her picture, if things had been different, she would have stole the show. And you can tell they've grown familiar, in some ways they've grown apart. But even in their distance, they're connected by the heart. There's a gentle wind that's blowing round the door, and married in the 60s, it seems so long ago.
Married in the 60s, it seems so long ago. What about the 50s? That's eternity. Right, before we go any further, I won't play that wee bit later. Here's another one I haven't played before. It's from the Green Minute Records in Scotland, and it's called The Bothy Band. Well, you all know what Bothy is. This is called The Bothy Band, and it's made up of mouth organ, tea chest, you name it. anything they can play. They used to play that at night time. Before, this was before television, you know. This, the radio was about starting, and all these guys that worked on farms used to just go home to the bothy, like, make sure the fire was on, sit down and start drinking booze and having a little party. Well, the party's every night, 7 days a week. Anyway, let's listen to it. I haven't heard it. The bothy ballad, Out of the Wind, Into the Sun, and the first track is called The Morning Star. Thank you. Ah, yes, that wasn't too bad, was it? The Bothy band, and they played the Morning Star, followed by the Pipe on the Hob. Well, the hob is the, I don't know what you call a hob here. You call it a stove. On top of a stove you call a hob, but over there it was a big fireplace with a cast iron casing on each side. One was an oven, and the other one was, there was nothing there, just this cast iron siding. And it was always polished, black, and polished with brasso, or some other, there's a special name for it, zebu, I think it was called. Anyway, on the hob, there used to always be a big gallon pot of soup there, 7 days a week. It was always a feed there, no matter what time of day or night it was. And also on the other side of the hob, there was a kettle, a big kettle, a cast iron kettle. Always had a marble inside it rattling. So that I think this was to keep it from rusting. As the kettle boiled, the marble rolled around and kept the pot clean. And the pipe on the hob, well, all I can think of is a pipe in the hob. In the hob would be the fireplace itself. And the old men used to put the clay pipes in the fire. That would clean it. Next morning, they get it out of the fire, and it'd be pure white and clean. But before it went in, it was something shocking. Yeah. So much for my history lesson. Yeah. I was going to tell you a joke. What was it? Oh, yeah, yeah. This man was walking along a country road. I won't say which country. And he was feeling a bit thirsty, so he spotted this little cottage that he walked over. He knocked on the door, and the old lady came to the door and said, could you give me a drink of water, please, ma'am? I'm very, very thirsty. She said, I'll do better than that. You come in and have your drink of water, but would you like some soup? So he gets some soup, and he's sitting there sipping away, and this little tiny pig come rushing in through the door, and started to cuddle on his knee and nudge him, and kept nudging him, and nipped him, and he said to the old woman, oh, your little pig is very friendly, isn't he? He said, oh, no, he's not friendly at all. He's nasty because you're eating out of his plate.
There was a friend, away the strigans, a marching down through Pyreo. And the captain fell in love with a bonny, bonny lass, and their name it was called Pretty Peggy, oh. And thus money a bonny lass in the hour of the less, money a bonny lass in the Geary, oh. Thus money a bonny jean in the tune away Bertin, but the poor old all fights and Friday, oh. Hummed in the spear, Pretty Peggy, come in the stair, Pretty Peggy, oh. Come on in the stair, high up your yellow hair, at the last hair we'll know your party, oh. And there's money, a bonny lass, in the hour of the less, money, a bonny lass, in the gay, oh. There's money, a bonny jean, in the turn away from jean, but the fool, oh, the mob fights in Ivy. A soldier's wife I never shall be, I never shall marry a soldier, oh. I never do intend to visit foreign lands, a soldier never will enjoy me, oh. And there's money a bonny lass in the hough of Auchterless, money a bonny lass in the Geary, oh. There's money a bonny jean in the tune of Aberdeen, but the poor old mob fights in Tyree, oh. Her tunnel he cried, mount high, mount high, mount, tarry a while, said our captain, no. Tarry yet, another day of war, till the feet hit the bonny lass, won't tarry, oh. And there's money a bonny lass in the hough of Auchterless, money a bonny lass in the Geary, oh. There's money a bonny jean in the tune of Aberdeen, but the poor old mob fights in Tyree, oh.
number one, the old bell drunken, her captain we had to carry on. And same over comes the funny Aberdeen, her captain we had to carry on. And green grows the birk on the bonny Aidan side, low lie the lowlands of Fivey, oh. Her captain's name was Ned, and he died for me. He died for the chambermaid of Fivey, oh. And there's honey among your lass in the power of the less. Honey among your lass in the fairy, oh. There's honey among your gin in the turn of Aberdeen. But the fur of the moth hides in Fivey, oh.
Ah, that was the Gaberlunzie. Let's have another one, eh?
I sing, there's laughter and love. There's tangle the sea and joy from heaven above. Of care there is none, and why should there be for I? With fire in the blood, and the step, and the light in the eye. Blood be highland, lowland, or low, and whether the skin be white or black as the snow, of kith and of kin we're one, be it right, be it wrong. As long as the heart beats true to the lilt of the song. We're falling low, hello, we're falling away. We're falling low, hello, we're falling away. We're falling low, hello, we're falling away. I'll leave all your hello.
Oh, we're not going to worry about the expense. Let's have another one, huh? Last one.
There was the lads faith of our nation, Dundee was their destination. They would take the stories told for the tack of midnight stroll. We had to new on were wives, spied a fair tree, their good pairs as big as could be. For a pair we were inclined, so up the fair tree we did climb. We had to rump, put a rump, summer like a daisy, tumble like a daisy, tumble like a lumble. Now up the fair tree we got landed, up the fair tree we got stranded. It was nae the pairs that caught were ee. T'was a laddie and a lassie line and a lot of tree. We had to rump, put a rump, tumble like a daisy, tumble like a daisy, tumble like a lumble. Oh, this young man began to caress her.
Oh, I like it.
This young man began to undress her.
Oh, God.
He was a bit tail of their goon. When all the bears came barrenting, we had to rum, put a rum, tumble like a daisy, tumble like a daisy, tumble like a lumble.
Oh, that young man looked up in wonder, the bears came battering through like thunder. Up he got in a wad of clay, and he left his bridge lying in all the tree. We echoed him, tumble-lack-a-dee-dee-tumble-lum-a-lum-a-lee. For the honour of the bricks we did inquire, the honour of the bricks was our desire, the honour of the bricks we ne'er funded, but we got a pair of brand new bricks for night. We echoed him, tumble-lack-a-dee-dee-tumble-lum-a-lum-a-lee. New, are you young lads? Listening to me, never do your winching in a low pear tree. For if you day, you must stop your fun. And now the bears come battering down, we at the rum for the rum, tumble-lack-a-dee, tumble-lack-a-dee, tumble-lum-a-lum-a-lee.
Ah, so that's what happens in the pear trees, eh? See, I'm learning every day. I'll never go in the pear trees again. Yeah, that was all about a young couple of boys who were probably down at the house cemetery, and someone came and jumped up this tree to steal some pears, I suppose. And when they looked down here, was a young couple having a bit of a hochmagandy. So, with them moving up the tree, all the pears started to fall off, and so the young boy down on the ground took off, left his trousers behind. He was a bit rusty, think he was. Right, that was the Gaberlunzie. You wonder why, what's Gaberlunzie? Well, the Gaberlunzie was a man, not only a man, but men who used to travel the country and always had bags on their backs full of goodies like sweeties, lollies, you name it, would repair anything. But in those days there was no television and no radio, so all the most they had to repair was, say, a leaky pot or something like that. But the kids always looked for him and run after him, and he'd sing or whistle or play a bit of music as he was walking along, and they'd buy stuff from him. Yeah, so that was the Gaberlunzie man, and you heard from the Gaberlunzie, and you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM, broadcasting on 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, and 99.7 South. The host with the most on the coast. Our telephone number is 44-22-1700. 44-22-1700. Also, this program is on the internet under Electric Scotland, so it's got about 21 weeks of this program. Should you like to get copies, well, get yourself onto the internet, and also while you're there, get onto us on www.triple-u.org.au. I'll repeat that, www.triple-u.org.au. Of course, it's all in small cap. And if you want to send us an email, well, okay, triple-u@shoalhaven.net.au. triple-u@shoalhaven.net.au. Right, what are we going to bring up next? Yes, but don't forget next weekend, folks, it's a Scottish weekend. Saturday night in the Bombardier RSL, where we have a great night of dancing, old-time, Scottish, modern, kids' night as well, to bring the family, bring Granny along. She'll love it. And, of course, I'm not going to do the music myself, I'm just going to be the accompanying, but I've got Warren Woody, that is. He's on here every Friday morning. He's going to turn up with his equipment, and I shall guide him along doing the Scottish dances. Right, he's got a great sound, so if you want to hear it, come along on the 29th. Yep. Let's have a wee bit of that so-called river dancing.
Thank you.